Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Beis. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, Anu Masechta. Masechta Menachos, as the name implies, speaks about the Karban Mincha. Interesting to note that the Torah, when it speaks about a Karban Mincha, introduces the parasha with the words, V'nefesh ki sakrif. And as the Mefarshim teach us, there is no other carbon where the Torah begins with those type of words. The Torah speaks about kisakrev, a person brings a carbon, but doesn't use the word v'nefesh. Why does the Torah use the word v'nefesh? Because who typically brings a carbon mincha, which is not an animal, not even a bird, just a number of ingredients? An ani, a poor person who can't afford an animal or a bird. But he puts together whatever meager funds he has and uses those funds to come close to Hashem. So the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that carbon, the nefesh, as if he gave his neshama, his mesiras nefesh to Hashem for bringing that carbon. And in fact, the Torah says, when it speaks about the eating of the Karban Mincha, the Torah says, Yachlu b'nei Aaron, the children of Aaron, Yachlu Aaron u'bonav. It doesn't just say Yachlu ha-kohanim. Aaron and Bonav, the Kohen Gadol and his children, all participate in this Karban Mincha. Because the Torah and all of us realize how significant this Karban is. In fact, perhaps we could suggest, we know that the tefillah that we daven in the middle of the day is tefillah smincha. And the Mefarshim tried to understand why is the tefillah called tefillah smincha. Some say it's called tefillah smincha because it's davened at the time that they used to bring the mincha along with the carbon tamid. But if that's the case, then my shachris, we should call it also mincha because they brought a pincha with the tamid shel shachar. Others say the word mincha comes from the word menucha, and mincha is davened as the day starts coming towards an end and the sun goes l'menucha. The sun goes to rest, so to speak. Again, we're not specifically connected to the sun, that should be the reason we daven. But maybe the lesson of tefillah mincha is the lesson of the carbon mincha. The lesson of the carbon mincha is that a person realizes, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Mesiras nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize the special relationship that we have with Hashem. So here we have a person in the middle of the workday, whatever he's busy with, he takes the time out to daven. What is he saying with that tefillah? What he's saying with that tefillah is, I'm like the oni, I'm like the poor person. I have nothing. Everything I have is only from you, Hashem. The lesson of the Karban Mincha. As we begin to learn the Masechta, we will learn that there are a number of types of Karban Mincha. When a person donates a Karban Mincha, it can be brought in one of five ways. The most typical way is mincha soilus, which means that flour and oil and water are mixed together to a dough. You have to be careful that it shouldn't become chametz, as the Torah clearly says. And then some levain is put on top of that dough. And a chametz of the dough and the levain is taken and burnt on the mizbeach. However, there are other types of minchas nedava. One is when the mincha is fried. And in a mincha that's fried, there are two types. One is known as the minchas machvas, and one is the minchas macheshes. We'll be discussing them extensively in the coming shiurim. Machvas means that it's fried on a frying pan, on a griddle, where the oil gets burnt off. And since the oil gets burnt off, the result is that you have a hard, fried food. Macheshes is deep fried, and you end up with a soft, spongy type of food, like you would deep fry a donut. And that's the word macheshes. Macheshes means like it's spongy, moves around. Then we have two types of milchas ma'afetaner, milchas that are baked. One are chalos, and one are rikikin. Two ways of differentiating chalos and rikikin. One is chalos is a loaf, and rikikin is more like a wafer. Another way is, is the oil mixed into the mixture, or is the oil put on top of the mixture? Those are all carbon minchas that are donated. There are a number of carbon minchas that are av chiyuvim. The most common case is the minchas choyte, which our Mishnah also speaks about. Minchas choyte means somebody did an aveira. Three situations. One is if he went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was tamei, or ate kachim betumah when he was shaygig. Another is somebody was approached that he knows testimony, and he then denies knowing testimony, and then he admits he has to bring a carbon. The other case is when somebody denies that he has somebody else's pekadon, and then he admits that he does, he has to bring a carbon. And the carbon that has to be brought under those situations is a carbon oil of a yoyrid. It depends on the person's financial status. If he's wealthy, he brings a behema. If not, he brings oifis, birds. And if not, he brings a carbon mincha. That's minchas chayta. There's also another situation of minchas kenas. We know that there's the parish of a saita, a woman who's accused of adultery by her husband. And if there was kinui and stira, she's brought to the Beis HaMikdash for the saita procedure. And part of that procedure involves bringing a carbon mincha from barley. There's also the minchas ha'omer, which we were discussing in the Kama Shurim, the second day of Pesach. Before the new grain could be used, the chadash, they had to bring a minchas ha'omer. There's the minchas chavitim, which a kohen gadol has to bring a minchas chavitim every day in the morning and the afternoon. And then there's the minchas chavitim that every kohen has to bring when he is appointed, when he's inaugurated to do the avoida. The avoida, the actual procedure of bringing karmi mincha, is very connected to the avoidas that we have, that we discussed so many times when we learned Masechta Zvachim. We know that there are four essential avoidas in the bringing of a carbon: Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. And there are four corresponding avoidas by Karban Mincha. The Kemitza, which we spoke about earlier, corresponds to the avoid of the Shchita. Taking that Kemitza and putting it into a Klisharis corresponds to the Kabbalah. Carrying it to the Mizbeach is Halacha. And burning it is the Zrika. As Rabbi Zalman explains in the Evan Ozel, there's really actually two parts to the burning of the Karban Mincha. Again, but a regular Karban Mincha, this is all Karban Mincha not brought by a Kayan. A Karban Mincha brought by a Kayan, the entire Mincha, none of it is eaten. It's completely burnt. This is the Karban Mincha brought by Yisrael, where this Kaimitz and Levoina are burnt on the Mizbeach. As Rabbi Zalman says, the actual putting it on the Mizbeach to be burnt corresponds to Zrika, that it actually gets burnt up is like the Haktaras Emrim that we discussed in Masechta Zvachim are not essential. Furthermore, there are some other avoidas involved in the Karban Mincha that do not have corresponding avoidas by regular Kabbanis. One is the Yitzika, the pouring of the oil. We'll discuss exactly how the oil is poured. Sometimes it's poured a little at the beginning and then put in the ingredients and pour oil on top of them. Patois oisai pitim, the petisa. Some Karban Minchas that are hard, before the Kemitza is done, they have to be crumbled. Some Karban Minchas require tenufa, waving. All Karban Minchas require hagosha, putting them next to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. But all of these avoidas that I just spoke about don't have corresponding avoidas by carbon. There's one more avoida, the belila, the mixing of the ingredients, that we know the famous Gemara, that all the Blila and all these avoidas that I just mentioned, even though they should be done, are not essential avoidas, and the carbon is kosher without them being done, because the four essential avoidas that we identified are the essential avoidas that if not, the carbon is not a kosher carbon. Obviously, as we begin learning our Mishnah, we will see that Masechta Menachos is very much a companion Masechta to Masechta Zvachim. And in fact, the subject that we're going to learn in our first Mishnah is exactly the exact same subject that we discussed, that we learned, when we learned the first Mishnah of Masechta Zvachim. And the Mishnah begins, Kol ha-menachos she-nikmetzu shelo lishman. If a karban mincha, the kemitza, was done shelo lishma, ksheiros, the carbon is a kosher carbon. The owner has not fulfilled his obligation. What does that mean, that the owner hasn't fulfilled his obligation? He's going to have to bring another carbon mincha to fulfill his obligation, even though this actual carbon is fine. Tosfos immediately points out that even though the Mishnah says about nikmatzu shloi lishman, it's not only the kmitza that has to be done lishma, it's all of the avoidus that we identified that have to be done lishma. The reason the Mishnah spoke about kmitza, because it's the first avoida done on the carbon mincha. However, Tosfos goes on to say, as we just discussed, that this halacha that our Mishnah says, that if it was done shloi lishma, it affects to one degree, or sometimes even to a greater degree, the validity of the carbon, is only by the four essential avoidus that we identified. By the non-essential avoidus that we identified, the tanufa and the agasha, their shaloi lishma will not affect the validity of the carbon. Up to the point that there's some rishonim that want to suggest that you wouldn't even need a kohen to do those avoidus. We'll discuss, as we learn those avoidus, is a kohen necessary to do them. When we speak about a carbon being brought shaloi lishma, there are really two types of shaloi lishma. One is shinui kodesh, and one is shinui bailim. Shinui kodesh means that instead of having in mind, which is the case that the Mishnah will discuss, instead of having in mind this carbon, that the kohen had in mind another carbon, shinui bailim means that instead of having in mind the particular person who brought the carbon, the kohen has in mind someone else. The Rishonim all indicate, and it'll be very clear in the Gemara, that our Mishnah, when it says shaloi lishma is a problem, it's both by shini kodesh and by shini bailim. However, it is the opinion of most Rishonim, not all Rishonim, that shini kodesh means that if during any of the avoidus, the person had in mind a different carbon, the kohen had in mind a different carbon, we have a problem of shini kodesh. Shini bailim, as we learned by Karbonis, is by Zrika, by Minchas regarding the Akhtara. So the person had a mind by the Kaimitz, the Kmitza, to do the Akhtara for a different owner, to do the Kabbalah for a different owner. But the Shinui Bailim has to affect a different owner. That's the opinion of most Rishonim. There are Rishonim that disagree. And there are Rishonim that hold that any aspect, any avoid that was done with the Kohen having a mind, the wrong person, it will not be considered a valid carbon. Furthermore, the Rishonim discuss, as we mentioned before, there are really two parts of the carbon that are put, of the carbon mincha that are put on the mizbeach for burning. The kmitza, the kaimitz, and the levoina. And what will be the halacha the Rishonim discuss, if the person only had the improper machshav of shloi lishma during the bringing of the kmitza, but not during the bringing of the kaimitz, not the burning of the levoina. Is it considered an issue that we discussed numerous times in Masechta Zvachim, a situation of chatzi matter, that we learned in Masechta Zvachim that for a carbon to become pigul, you have to have the machshavah throughout the whole avoida. Will this be considered a situation, will this also have that issue, and therefore won't be a situation of shloi lishma? Or the issue of chatzi matter only applies to pigul, it doesn't apply to shloi lishma by menachas. And we'll discuss in a moment how we can maybe understand that machloikis. Another very fundamental machloikis Rishonim, which we already discussed in Masechta Zvachim, is when we speak about the kohen having this machshava shloi lishma. What does that mean? Does it mean that he just had the machshava, or that he articulated? It has to be b'dibur. Rashi and Tosfos say it's only considered a machshava shloi lishma if you said it. The Rambam seems to learn that even if you didn't say it, you just thought it, it's already considered a machshava shloi lishma. Which this question, this machlokes, so Pasha Pshat, we assume, the Rashi and Tosfos are taking the more lenient opinion. And you have to say it to be considered machshava shloi lishma. But as the Paiskim actually point out, as in many situations in life, it's not that obvious. Why? Could just like in our Mishnah, in the Gemara, shloi lishma is a problem. In many areas of halacha, for example, gittin, or writing Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzos. You have to have Machshava L'shma. So according to the Rambam, just having the Machshava will fulfill your obligation. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it will only be considered that you did a L'shma if you articulated the Machshava L'shma. Which opens itself up to a question that the Noida Behuda discusses. The Noida Behuda asks that what happened here? The Kayin brought the carbon Shaloi L'shma. And he now admits, confesses, that he brought the carbon Shaloi L'shma. But when he confesses that he brought it Shaloi L'shma, he's making himself into Russia by saying he did the wrong thing. And we have a rule throughout Shas that ain't other Mesa Matzma Russia. We don't believe a person to say that he did the wrong thing. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, that the Shaloi L'shma is because the Kayin said it. So we don't need him. We heard him say it. And that's why it's not making himself a Russia. We have Edom that heard him say Shaloi L'shma. But according to the other opinions that he didn't articulate it, or even according to Rashi Tosfos, if we don't have anybody having heard him say it, why do we believe the Kayin? Answers the Noida Behuda. Where is there a concept of Ein Adam Meis Matzma Russia? Ein Adam Meis Matzma Russia is said in a situation where I come and I said that I did something wrong, and by you believing me, I'm a Russia. I come and I said, Chas v'Shalom, I murdered somebody. So, Ein Adam Meis Matzma Russia. Here, by him admitting it, what's he doing? You brought a carbon, and you thought that you fulfilled your obligation. But the Kayin brought a Shaloi L'shma. So his admission is not for himself, it's for you, that you should know you still have to bring a carbon. And therefore, it's not considered a situation of Ein Adam Meis Matzma Russia. Furthermore, and we'll discuss this more, if we have this concept, that if a carbon is brought Shaloi L'shma, it becomes disqualified, is there a halacha of Toif Kadei Diba Kadei Diba Dami? Throughout halacha, we have a concept that if somebody says something, as long as he retracts or vice versa, in the amount of time of Toif Kadei Diba, the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Yomairi, he could go back. Will that then apply by Shloi L'shma? Certainly, according to the opinion that it has nothing to do with Diba, it's Machshava, the halacha of Toif Kadei Diba is only by Diba, not by Machshava. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, we need to understand, will the halacha of Toif Kadei Diba apply? We'll get back to that in a moment. There's a question, there's a Gemara, a Masechta Temura, a very famous sugya in Shas, that is the opinion of Rava, Kamilsa da Amar Rachmana Lo Savit, anything that the Torah said we should not do, Eovid, if you do it, Lo Mahani, it's meaningless. So ask the Mefarshim, the Torah says you have not supposed to have a Machsheva Shaloi L'shma. So how could the Kayin's Machsheva Shaloi L'shma have any effect? The Torah said you shouldn't do it, so it shouldn't have any meaning. So some answer that rule doesn't apply by Kachim. Some answer, as our Gemara will soon quote a pasuk, where it's obvious that it does have validity because the Torah addresses the issue. So this is an exception to the rule. Some say, and this is a very important concept that the Rambam suggests, what does Shaloi L'shma accomplish? Shaloi L'shma accomplishes that the mincha is like an animal that became balmum. So let's say somebody goes makes an animal that's kachim, a balmum. You can't say, the reality is that this animal is a balmum. The same thing here is, as soon as there's a machshav Shaloi L'shma, the reality is that this carbon mincha is disqualified because it's like a physical fact. There's another pshat that Rabbi Kivega suggests. Rabbi Kivega wants to say that the din of Kamusta Amar Rachman Mahani is only regarding details of a din. But if the entire din is affected by this rule, then we don't say the rule of Kamusta Amar Rachman Leisavli Avalai Mahani. And as we discussed at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, there's a very fundamental machloikas huachroinim. How to understand the disqualification, the psul of Shaloi L'shma. Many Achroinim are of the opinion that what does Shaloi L'shma say? That the carbon has to be brought L'shma, and by your having a Machshava Shaloi L'shma, so you have an absence of L'shma, and therefore the carbon is disqualified. But there's the explanation that we gave of the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav says that the issue of Shaloi L'shma is not specifically the absence of, is not specifically the absence of lishma, but there's a new psul, there's a new disqualification that the Torah speaks about called shaloi lishma. And when there's a machshav of shaloi lishma, the carbon becomes possible. If that's the issue, so now there are a number of nafkaminas. One nafkamina is by carbon, we discussed this. Let's say there's still some blood left in the animal. If we say that the problem is because shaloi lishma is the absence of lishma, so take new blood and use it. If, however, we say that shaloi lishma is a new chiddush, it's a new psul, and as soon as the carbon was brought shaloi lishma, it becomes permanently disqualified, it cannot be corrected. Similarly, we spoke about the issue of toich kedei dibur. If we say that shaloi lishma is the absence of lishma, so as long as you correct yourself, toich kedei dibur, you're fine. But if we're going to say that shaloi lishma is a new chiddush, that as soon as you had shaloi lishma, automatically the carbon becomes disqualified, then toich kedei dibur cannot save you. Similarly, we discussed earlier, let's say the person only had the machshava shaloi lishma while he was carrying the kaimetz, not the levoina. So it could be that if we say that the issue is the absence of lishma, so you have to have absence of lishma throughout the entire avoda, otherwise the carbon is not possible. But if we say that this is a new psul, so as soon as you had that machshava, it doesn't make a difference if you had it for part or all of the avoda, the carbon becomes possible. So again, we go back to the Mishnah. Kol ha-menachas shenikmetzu shloi lishman. If they were brought shloi lishman k'seiris, ela shloi olul balam shem chayva. Interesting Rashi, in this way, the Sfasem explains Rashi. Rashi says, v'tzorach, the last wide line, v'tzorach lahavi acheres l'shem acheshes. What's Rashi saying? Says the Sfasem. The halacha, it's an important halacha, is that you don't normally have to have explicitly a machshav lishma. There's a rule of stomach. We assume that it's being brought lishma, even if there's no explicit machshav. Says the Sfas Emes, what's Rashi saying? When is that rule said? Under normal circumstances. Under normal circumstances, I assume the person brought the carbon lishma. But if I have here a situation where the carbon was brought shaloi lishma, so we see that this person already has a record of bringing a carbon shaloi lishma, the next time he's going to bring a carbon, he can't rely on the stomach, because his stomach is not that great. He's going to have a mind explicitly l'shem acheshes. Continues the Mishnah. Chutz mechas chayta mechas knas. Mechas chayta mechas knas are different. That there, if you brought it shaloi lishma, the carbon is possible. Mechas chayta mechas knas shekamtsin shaloi lishma. So if the kmitza was done shaloi lishma, or nasin b'keli, which is the same, putting into the klisheiros, which we said before is the same as the Kabbalah. Or the holach, the halacha of this kmitza. Or the hikter, the aktara, was done shaloi lishman. Or it was done with a combination of lishman, the shaloi lishman, and as the rishon, or shaloi lishman, the lishman, and as the rishonim explain, in all these cases, psulims. And as the rishonim explain, what the Mishnah is trying to teach us, it makes no difference which came first, which came second, because throughout Shas there are discussions of Tfais Lashon Rishon, do we go after the first statement? Tfais Lashon Achron, do we go after the second statement? Here says the Gemara makes no difference. Whether it was the first or the second, if there was Shaloi Lishma, it's possible. Ketzad Lishman v'Shaloi Lishman, and the Mishnah illustrates what that means. If a person had a mind, L'Shem Michas Chaytei, which is the carbon that he's bringing, and he's supposed to be bringing, but at the same time, he also had in mind l'shem miches nedava, or so there we had the lishma followed by the shloi lishma, or where you have a situation v'shloi lishma v'lishman, where you had l'shem miches nedava l'shem miches chayta. Both of these cases, by miches chayta and miches knas, the carbon will become completely disqualified. There's a rule. The Gemara says, La'olam yishana adam le'talmidai b'derech katzara. When somebody is giving a shir, he should be as concise as possible. Every word. So therefore asked the Gemara, the Mishnah began teaching us the halacha, that by all carbon minchah that brought shaloi lishma, they're kosher. But the owners haven't fulfilled their obligation. Asked the Gemara, lam lila misna ela, why did the Mishnah have to use the word Ella? The Mishnah should have said, V'listni, V'la'olu l'balim, L'shem chayva. that if you brought this carbon, like, the carbon is kosher, but the owner don't get credit. And they have to bring the carbon that they're obligated to do. Answers the Gemara, Hok Mashmua, what is the Mishnah teaching us? That if the carbon was brought shaloi lishma, indeed, the owners have not fulfilled their obligation. However, that doesn't change, says the Mishnah, the halacha, ha-mincha gufa k'sheira, the mincha remains a kosher mincha, vas l'shnuye. And you're not allowed to be mishana. The halacha is that even though you made this mistake, the halacha is you still have to continue doing the rest of the carbon properly. However, the Rashba says, what does that mean? The Rashba says a very interesting chiddush, a very big kula. But that means like this. If the kmitza was done improperly, so then that doesn't mean you shouldn't do the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrik and the Haktara properly. But the actual kmitza itself, that was already done improperly. And now in the middle of the kmitza, you had a Shaloi L'Shma Machshava, which is no good. That doesn't, says the Rashba, the rest of the kmitza you don't have to do L'Shma. Because once the kmitza, we began Shaloi L'Shma, there's no point in trying to fix that avoid itself. In fact, Davni Nezer takes the Rashba's Pshat one step further. He says a very big chiddush. Since the Kabbalah and Halacha are so very connected, because what happens? You put the kaimitz in a keli and you transport it to the Mizbeach, says the Avni Nezer, therefore, the Kabbalah and Halacha are looked at as one avodah, and if we follow the opinion of the Rashba, then if you started doing the Kabbalah improperly, even though the Haktarah, as the Gemara teaches us, you're going to have to do properly, that the Kabbalah and Halacha doesn't make a difference what you do. Interesting psak of the Shail Sechuvah's Torah Lishma, based on this Gemara. The halacha is that when a person says Krishma, particularly the first chapter of the Krishma, he has to have kavana. And let's say he doesn't have the proper kavana, he has to repeat it. But there's an issue in halacha that you're not allowed to repeat psukim and words of Krishma. So many paiskim suggest that what should you do? Finish that paragraph and then start again. Start from Shema again. Says the Shas Chuvah Torah Lishma, based on this Gemara, that even though you're finishing that chapter and you're going to repeat it, but even when you finish it, you have to be careful to follow all the halachas of Krishma. You're not supposed to respond to anybody. You're not supposed to make any motions. Why? Because even though you're going to do it over, that doesn't change what you're doing. You should do right. Says the Gemara, Kedrava, as we learn such a halacha in beginning of Masech Tzvacha in the name of Rava, Dama Rava, Oyla Sheshachta L'Shalai L'Shma, the carbon oyla that was brought Shalai L'Shma, that the Shechita was done Shalai L'Shma, the halacha is, Asra Lizrak Dama Shalai L'Shma, you're not allowed to do this Rik Stam Shalai L'Shma, even though the carbon is already not going to be credited to the owner. Says the Gemara, what is the basis for this rule? Says the Gemara, Ibayis Eim Sfara, Ibayis Eim Akra. We could say it's based on a Sfara, or it's based on a Pasuk. Interestingly, the Mefarshim point out that we have the identical same Gemara as beginning of Masech Tzvachim, but there, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk before it quotes the Sfara. Here the Gemara quotes the Sfara and then the Pasuk, there the Gemara quotes the Pasuk and then the Sfara. First the Gemara gives here the Sfara, Ibayis Eim Sfara. Vishum de Bishanaba Kalhani, because you made a change. You made a mistake. You had the Shalai L'Shma. The owner attacker won't get credit. But Lishna above a nasal, does that mean you should add salt to the wound? You of course have to continue. V'bay Seima, it's based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Maitzeis Vasecha Tishma V'sisa Kashen Nadat L'Hashem L'Kach Nadava. When somebody donates a carbon, there are two forms of kabbonis. There's a nether, where somebody says Horei Alai, he takes upon himself an obligation to bring a carbon. And there's a case of Horei Zu, when he says, I'm going to bring this specific carbon. The halacha is like as follows. If somebody says Horei Alai, and then I'm going to bring a carbon, and then he takes an animal to bring us a carbon, and something happens to that animal that it should not be able to be brought, he has to replace it, because he has an obligation to bring a carbon. Whereas if somebody says Horei Zu, where he designates a specific carbon, and then something happens to that animal, specific animal, and then something happens to that animal, he doesn't have to replace it. There's an inherent problem in that pasuk, as the Gemara immediately points out. The pasuk begins using kash nedarta, using the word neder. And then the pasuk changes to the word nedava. Nedava, and therefore the Gemara immediately asks, how does the pasuk use the word nedava when nederhu, when the pasuk begins using the word neder? So it's obvious that the carbon that the pasuk is speaking about is a neder, not a nedava. So how does the pasuk just change wording midstream? Karlei neder, karlei nedava. Is it a neder or is it a nedava, asks the Gemara. Ella, the way to understand the pasuk is as follows. In kamash nedarta sisa, if you followed the rules, you made a neder to bring a carbon. And you bring the carbon. And you bring it properly, yehei neder. You fulfilled your obligation. Vimlav, but if you have not done so, yehei nedava. It remains a nedava. Vinedava, mishar lishnibay, which means as follows. The Gemara is saying that the Torah is speaking specifically to the situation that we are discussing, where somebody said he has to bring a carbon. And he takes the carbon, and it's brought shaloi l'shma. Once it's brought shaloi l'shma, his obligation of the nether is not being fulfilled, as we learned in the Mishnah already. He's going to have to bring another carbon. But that doesn't mean it's discarded. It's still an adava, and adava has to be marred properly. So I sort of mefarshim discuss, is there a nafkamina if we learn this rule based on a svara, or we learn this thing based on the pasuk? And they say there's a beautiful nafkamina. The Gemara clearly has established, as we've explained, that even though the carbon was brought shloi l'shma, unless it's a mechus chayt and a mechus kenas, and the owner doesn't get credit for bringing the carbon, clearly the halacha remains that you have to bring the carbon properly with the right machshava. What is the right machshava? Is the right machshava for the first carbon, or is the right machshava for the second carbon? What is the right machshava? We have to have the right machshava, but the Gemara doesn't identify what is the right machshava. So if we follow the svara, what does the svara say? I made a change. That doesn't mean I should just abandon it. So according to that, you should have the second machshava in mind. If you follow the pasuk, ma'isvesasecha, you have to go with the first machshava. Suggest the Gemara, Levi must need to look at Rav Shimon. It seems that our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Rav Shimon. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, kol ha-menacha shenikvetzu shloi l'shman. He says any karma mecha that was brought shloi l'shman, k'sheris v'olu l'balim l'shem chayva. The owners get full-fledged credit. And as the Rishonim point out, Rav Shimon is disagreeing on 2 points with our Mishnah. One is, by the all karma minchas, that our Mishnah says that the kosher, just the owner doesn't get credit. Rav Shimon will say that the owner does get credit. He won't have to bring another carbon. Furthermore, our Mishnah says by the Michas Chaitim and Michas Nedova, you have to discard them. Rav Shimon would say, no, it's fine. Because, says Rav Shimon, She'ena Menachas Taim L'Zvachim. You can't compare Kavim Mincha to carbon. Why? Says Rav Shimon. She'akayim etz machmas l'shem macheshes. We spoke at the beginning of our shir. A machmas is regular fried, macheshes is deep fried. So if when you're bringing carbon machmas, that's regular fried, and you use the words macheshes, it's obvious what you're saying. Maseh mechichnala l'shem machmas. It's obvious what you're saying is meaningless. I'm holding a regular fried, so I say it's deep fried, doesn't make it deep fried. Or, says Rav Shimon, chareva l'shem belul, if I bring a carbon that doesn't have oil, and I say it has oil. Again, my statement is totally meaningless. Maseh mechichnala, what I'm saying is meaningless. L'shem chareva, what I said. Avel, bezvachim, when it comes to bringing animals, ain't okay. It's not the same. Shechita achas l'kulan, you shecht all kabanas, no matter if it's an oilo or an osham or a chattis or a shlamim. Zrika achas l'kulan, all kabanas require zrika. Kabbalah achas l'kulan, and the same kabbalah by all of them. And as Tosfos points out, that the Gemara is not actually correct, because there isn't the same zrika by all kabanas. As we learned in Masechta Zvachim, some kabanas have the zrika Shtayim Shein Arba, some have it all four corners. Says Tosfos, Since Mi'ikar Hadin, only the first Zerika is what's essential, so they're all the same. Even though Tosfos goes on to say that that's still not really the same, because the Karban Chatos Behem is on the top of the Mizbeach, the other Karban is on the bottom half. We'll discuss that more in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara. There's a very interesting question that the Karen Oira and the Chazon Ish point out. And we need to understand it as we understand the opinion of the Rabbanan, not like Rav Shimon. Yes, we learned the first Mishnah, Masechta Zvachim. It says that you bring a Karm Shloi L'Shma, you have a problem. What does Shloi L'Shma mean? I'm bringing an Oila, and I have a minor Shlomim. Oila and Shlomim are two different Kabbanas. Whereas Machlas and Macheshes are both Kabbim Mincha. So how can we compare, as the Karen Oyer and the Chazon Ish, a situation of Shloi L'Shma from an Oyer to a Shlomim, which are two totally different Kabbanas, from a Machlas to Macheshes, they're both in the same family? So they answer, based on what we just learned in the Gemara, that although, yes, there could be an argument made that the Oyer and the Shlomim are totally two different Kabbanas, but there could also be same time an argument made that a Machlas and Macheshes, even though they're both in the Mincha family, are prepared differently, and the Oil and Shlomim are not prepared differently. So each one of them has this same point that they're different, and that's why Shloi L'Shma should be a problem. It's very interesting what happens here in the Gemara. The Gemara is actually referring to a piece of Gemara that we're going to learn in a number of lines, where the Gemara quotes a steer in Reb Shimon, where one place Reb Shimon seems to say that Shloi L'Shma is not a problem by Karban Mincha. In another place, he seems to say it is an issue. There are three answers to that stira: Rav Ashi, Rav, and Rava. So the Gemara says, "Hanichla Rav Ashi, according to Rav Ashi, who answered that contradiction, that said, when did Rav Shimon say that Shloi L'Shma is not an issue by Karban Mincha? D'makam b'kaim it's machvas l'shem macheshes. If you said it's macheshes when it's really machvas, then it's not a problem." But, says Rav Ashi, can become its minchas machvas, l'shum minchas macheshes. He didn't just say machvas macheshes. You added the word mincha, there Rav Shimon will agree that it's an issue. So now our Mishnah could be consistent even with the opinion of Rav Shimon. Because masnison will be mincha l'shum minchahi. And by minchas machvas, l'shum minchas macheshes, Rav Shimon will agree is an issue. Says the Gemara. El l'rava, the Rava, but according to the explanations that Rav and Rava suggest on how to resolve the contradiction of Shimon, those sex, the Mayik Lameimer, Rav Shimon will not be able to be understood in our Mishnah. V'chi Tema, because the Gemara analyzes. K'nemeshani Rava, how did Rava answer that stira? Rava says that when did Rav Shimon say that it's not a problem? B'shini Kodesh. When somebody said machvas and macheshes, and it's very understandable, when somebody said machvas and macheshes, it's obvious that what he said is meaningless. But when it's shine bailim, the case that we spoke about at the beginning of the Mishnah, where instead of the kohen saying it should be for you, he said it for someone else, so that's not obvious that what he's saying is meaningless. Hamas nisan, our Mishnah, and therefore Rav Shimon will agree that by shine bailim, a karban mincha is possible. So in other words, Rav is saying, Shinui Kodesh by Mincha is not a problem according to Rav Shimon. Shinui Bailim is. That can't work with our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is even referring to a situation of Shinui Kodesh. Hamas Nisan Shinui Kodeshu. Our Mishnah speaks even to Shinui Kodesh. The Tani, Ketzav L'Shman V'Shloi L'Shman. What an example. V'Shem Michas Chayt L'Shem Michas Nadava. So we see our Mishnah is talking about Shinui Kodesh. According to Rav, by Shinui Kodesh, Rav Shimon doesn't hold it's a problem by Shloi L'Shma. Interesting to note that the Rambam says that these issues of Shloi L'Shma is only by Karban Yochid. By a Karban Tzibur, there's no issue of Shloi L'Shma. Even if the Kohen had a mind Shloi L'Shma, it's a meaningless thing. Interesting. Vinami, or if we follow the explanation of Rava, could come Shani Rava. How did Rava explain? We'll discuss this more in tomorrow's shiur. Can become its mincha l'shem mincha. Can become its mincha l'shem zevach. And that's where mincha l'shem mincha, Rav Shimon will hold Shloi L'shma is not an issue. Mincha L'shem Zevach is an issue. Hamas Nisan, our Mishnah is referring to a situation of Mincha L'shem Minchihi. Diktani, Shloi L'shman L'shman, which is L'shem Minchas Ndav L'shem Minchas Chayta, they're both Mincha. So, according to Rav Shimon, according to Rava, according to Rav Shimon, according to this explanation, it shouldn't be a problem. Yet our Mishnah clearly indicates it's a problem. Says the Gemara, we go back to what we said on top of the Amid, El Rav Rava, according to explanations of Rav and Rava, we indeed have to say, Machvat Masnishin like Rav Shimon, our Mishnah can't follow Rav Shimon's opinion. Because according to Rav Shimon, at least in certain circumstances that they identify, Shloi L'shma by Karban Mincha is not an issue, and our Mishnah clearly identifies it as being an issue. So now the Gemara quotes that stira that got us to, that brought Rav Ashi, Rav and Rava to say their explanations of Rav Shimon's opinion. Because, says the Gemara, V'rami the Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon. There's a stira in the opinion of Rav Shimon. The Tanya, Rav Shimon, Omer, the Pasuk says, Kodesh HaKadoshim Hi, Kechatas V'Ka'asham. Yesh Behem Kechatas, sometimes the Karban Mincha is treated like a Karban Chatas, V'Yesh Behem Ka'asham, and sometimes it's treated like a Karban Asham. And explains the Bryce what it says. Minchas Chayta, the Minchas Chayta, Harei Kechatas, is treated like a Karban Chatas. Lefika comes to Shloi L'shma, and therefore if it was brought Shloi L'shma, Psula, it's disqualified. Like a Chatas is disqualified, as we learned in the first Mishnah, Masechta Zvachim, when it's brought Shloi L'shma. However, Minchas Nedava, Harei Kiyashim, Lefikach, comes to Shloi L'shma, Ksherim, Ukashim. But what is the halacha by an Ashim? Kosher Veina Maratza, Af Michas Nadova, Ksher Veina Maratza. So what do we see according to this Braisa? That it is the opinion of Rav Shimon, but identical to our Mishnah it seems, that by Minchas Chayta, Shloi L'shma makes the carbon puzzle. By other Minchas, it'll be, by Michas Nadova, it'll be Kosha Oyol Baal Mishem Chayva. What did Rav Shimon say in the Tapet Amid, second line of the Amid, that Shloi L'shma is not an issue by a Karban Mincha? So that's the problem. How do we reconcile Rav Shimon's opinion? And so Rava says, Omer Rava, Loi Kasha. Kam B'Shed by Kodesh. By Shini Kodesh, Rav Shimon holds Shloi L'shma is not an issue. Kam B'Shini Bailim, he says it is an issue. Omer Abaya. Says Abaya, I don't understand what you're saying. Michti, Bechshavet Apostle Hakeshihi. The Torah says Kechatos. The Torah says that Machshavet Shloi L'shma is a problem. So Mali Shina Kodesh, Mali Shina Bailim. What's the difference if it's Shina Kodesh and Shina Bailim? Omele, to which the Gemara says, Maseh Mechich and the Kamer of Shimon Svarihi, the Rav Shimon Darish Tam the Krah, and Machshavet Deloi Minkra Apostle Rechmana, let me say what I meant. The Torah says that Shloi L'shma is a problem. The Torah makes a standard statement. Shloi L'shma is a problem. Seemingly, no difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. But you know, throughout Shas, Rav Shimon is the one that says, we look at the reason behind what the Torah says. We don't just accept at face value. What's the source for that? The Torah says that we're not allowed to take the garment of an almana as security. Says Rav Shimon, it's only by a poor almana, not by a wealthy almana. Why? Because he said, what's the reason you're not allowed to take security for an almana? Because the halacha is that if you take something for security, and it's something they need, whether it's the blanket that they use at night, or the work utensils they use by day, you have to give it back every morning and every evening. And if this person is an almana, and somebody keeps on coming to a home, so Masih Hashem Ra, she could get a bad reputation. Therefore, says Rav Shimon, when is it an issue? By a poor almana. A wealthy almana doesn't need it back, and therefore you could take it. Rabban say the Torah says, Le'sachbal b'chayim. Doesn't make a difference if she's wealthy or poor. So Rav Shimon obviously follows the reasoning behind the pasuk. So now let's go a step further. Rav Shimon says, the Torah clearly teaches us that Shloi L'shma is an issue. Where is Shloi L'shma an issue? Where it's obvious what you said is meaningless. If you said machfas instead, and it's a macheshes, or vice versa, your statement is meaningless. That's the case of Shini Kodesh, and therefore it's not an issue. But as we explained earlier, if instead of having in mind this person, who's the true owner, we had in mind somebody else who's not the owner, that's not obvious. So given that Rav Shimon looks at the reasoning, only by Shini Kodesh will he say that we have this concept of Maaseh Mechichen, which would say that the Shloi Lishma shouldn't be an issue. Where it's not obvious, there's no Maaseh Mechichen, and Rav Shimon will agree that indeed Shloi Lishma is an issue. And therefore, Rav Shimon following his concept throughout Shas, is very understandable how according to Rava, he differentiates between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam.